Hello, friends. Thank you so much for joining us here today at Studio Classroom on the Air. Your English will improve today. My name is Gabe, and I was just thinking about an experience I had on a beach. I won't say in what country, because really this could happen anywhere. I was walking along the beach, and then I decided to get into the water to wade around a little bit and swim. And it seemed like everywhere I put my foot, everywhere I stepped, there was trash at the floor of the ocean. There was trash. There were plastic bags and wrappers from candy, and it was just kind of nasty. And it made me think we really do need to take better care of our world and our oceans. You know, friends, today is World Oceans Day. That is the name of our lesson as well. On World Oceans Day, we celebrate our oceans as they are very important. You know, pollution is a big problem. So, let's find out how plastic pollution is affecting our oceans. All right, open your magazine and let's begin.
World Oceans Day. Pollution is a threat to the world's oceans. And this year, World Oceans Day is focusing on plastic pollution. Many plastic products that people throw away often reach the ocean, where they can do great harm. Some animals eat plastic waste by accident, thinking it's their natural prey. These plastic products can't be digested, so they fill up the creatures' stomachs, causing them to starve to death. Sometimes, predators eat creatures that have eaten plastic and become sick as a result.
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 pollution 这个不可数名词。Pollution 是指污染。例如 air pollution in the city is so severe that people have to wear masks outside. 这个城市的空气污染严重到大家在外面都必须戴口罩。或者是 the factory's water discharge is the main cause of the pollution in this area.这个工厂排放出来的污水是这个区域污染的主因。它的动词是去掉字尾的 IOM 加上 E 变成 pollute。例如 the people in the polluted area are suing this company for compensation。这个被污染区域的居民们正在对这家公司提告索取赔偿金。继续我们看 prey 这个不可数名词。prey 是指猎物。例如 the cheetah's strong legs and sharp eyes make it easy for them to catch their prey. 猎豹强壮的腿以及锐利的眼睛让他们可以轻易捕捉猎物。prey 也可以指容易下手的对象。例如 all defenseless women are easy prey for robbers. 年老没有自卫能力的妇女是强匪最容易下手的对象。后面的课文还提到跟它相关的名词是 predator。predator 就是指猎食者。例如 the overpopulation of kangaroos was caused by the lack of natural predators. 袋鼠的数量过剩是因为天敌太少的缘故。
What I was saying was、uh-huh. I should correct myself、
okay.
because yesterday was World Oceans Day, but we can celebrate it today.In fact, why don't we celebrate it every day of the year?
What a very good point you make. I think that there are lots of things that we can do to protect our oceans, right?
Yeah, you know, yesterday it was so inspiring reading about how important the oceans are for us and for our planet. And now I'm reading about pollution. It's a terrible thing. Air pollution, noise pollution, and now this pollution, of course, as you know,in the ocean. Well, friends, we read here, pollution is a threat to the world's oceans, and this year, World Oceans Day is focusing on plastic pollution. Now, if something is a threat, that means it might be potentially dangerous.
Exactly. For example, we could say, smoking poses a threat to our body's health. It means that it really could, and, well, It is bad for our body.
That's right. It poses a threat. That's often how we use this word in a phrase. What else might be dangerous for you? It could be a threat. It could pose a threat. Well, there's a verb form to this word, and that is the word threaten, to threaten somebody or something. That means to put something or somebody in danger somehow.
Or you can also use it in the phrase to feel threatened. For example, if you see a mama bear and her babies, please don't try to touch the baby bears, even though they are cute, because the mama bear might feel threatened.
Oh, that's true. And then you might not be around for much longer after that.
No, you should slowly walk away.
That's right. Hey, good point. Okay. So, friends, pollution is a threat to the world's oceans. Pollution is threatening our oceans. Now we're focusing on plastic pollution. That is so true. I was just talking about how I was swimming in an ocean, and everywhere I went, it was just plastic all over the place. Has that ever happened to you, Rebecca?
Oh, yes, yes. A couple years ago, I went to Bali.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think every ocean in Bali is like this, but this ocean in Bali was like this. There literally was plastic garbage all over the beach,
mm-hmm.
all in the ocean. I could see it, you know, bobbing all over.
Oh.
It was so disgusting. I didn't want to go swimming.
That's right. Well, you know what I did in this ocean? I went and I basically picked up all the pieces of plastic that I kept running into, and I put them in a pile on the beach, and it got so big and noticeable, I went and found some security people, and I said, hey, guys, there's trash on the beach over there. Can we do something about that? Can somebody clean it up?
Well, Gabe,
The big pile!
It's pretty big, pretty wise thing to do. Well, speaking of plastic, our lesson says many plastic products that people throw away often reach the ocean where they can do great harm. And of course, it's annoying to swim with plastic, but there's other harm that this plastic can do. We'll read about shortly.
That's right. But you see these words here, to do harm. That means to cause harm somehow.
Right. For example, if you are gossiping or speaking about someone behind their back, that will do great harm, and it could end up hurting your relationship with that person.
That is true. That's a great example. And friends, pollution is doing harm to our earth. We read, some animals eat plastic waste by accident, thinking it's their natural prey. These plastic products can't be digested, so they fill up the creature's stomachs, causing them to starve to death. So the creatures think that they're eating something so that maybe they're not hungry or there's just too much in their stomachs. There's no room for actual food, and they starve to death.
Sometimes predators eat creatures that have eaten plastic and become sick as a result. That sounds like a serious problem that needs to be addressed.
That's true. Well, we need to address this phrase that you see here, as a result. That means because of whatever you just mentioned.
For example, Megan woke up a little too late. As a result, she missed her flight.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
It's a big problem.
Well, pollution is a big problem. Wow, Rebecca, we just opened a big can of worms talking about pollution, you know?
But we'll have to, open a can of worms?
Yeah.
Let's learn more about that in the
Info Cloud.
Cloud.
You know what I'm talking about?
Got it.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Info Cloud. Rex, have you ever opened up a can of worms?
Well, no, not in the literal sense. I've never opened up a can and found a bunch of worms inside, but I don't think Carolyn means this phrase literally.
Not at all. We use the expression a can of worms to mean a situation that is uncommonly difficult or complicated, even to the point of not being able to solve it or even discuss it.
Now, you can uncover a can of worms. When we look into the company's finances, we uncovered a real can of worms.
Now, we don't know from that sentence if they meant that the books were a real mess, or if there was something illegal going on. But it could mean either one.
And things can turn into a can of worms. We thought fixing the toilet would be a simple job, but it turned into a can of worms.
Here, Rex means that this simple job turned into a very complicated and most likely time-consuming or expensive fix.
And you can open up a can of worms. This can be used like our first two examples, but it can also mean that something that should have been simple ended up being very difficult.
When I asked about taking off for vacation next year, I didn't know it would open up a can of worms. Now they are talking about changing the entire time-off request system.
今天学的这一句惯用语相当耐人寻味. Open a can of worms. 打开一个充满虫子的罐头. 听起来很恶心. 这句话到底是什么意思呢? A can of worms 其实是指非常复杂又难解决的事情. 像是公司的账务问题一旦深入检查可能就会 open a can of worms 揭开一整罐棘手又难缠的问题因为不知道其中是账务问题还是有违法的内容另外一种说法是 turn into a can of worms 像是厕所有问题你以为自己简单修一修就好了没想到最后却变成很棘手的问题 I'm surprised that fixing the toilet turned into a can of worms. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Do you like the sound of crinkling plastic? Okay, I'll stop. You know, there is a lot of plastic pollution in the oceans around the world, and it's affecting sea life. Yes, a lot of sea creatures eat this plastic. It affects their digestion, and a lot of creatures die because of it. So, what can we do to limit plastic pollution? Well, we have a few suggestions. So, let's listen to them now.
World Oceans Day. But it doesn't have to be this way. Here are a few things we can do to limit plastic pollution. Recycle plastic products at every opportunity. Avoid using disposable plastic items. This could mean buying a reusable cup for your favorite drink stand or taking bags with you when you go shopping. You could also refuse small plastic items that might not be necessary, such as straws. Organize a beach cleanup. Go to the beach with some friends and pick up plastic that other people have thrown away. The oceans are an essential part of our world, so let's all do our part to protect them.
OK, 接下来我们看 disposable 这个形容词 DIS 这个字首在这里是指离开 POS 这个字根有放置的意思 所以 disposable 是指一次性的或者是抛弃式的 例如 the hotel provides disposable toothbrushes and razors in its rooms 这家旅馆房间里面有提供抛弃式的牙刷以及刮胡刀 或者是 disposable diapers are not only expensive but also eco-unfriendly 纸尿布不仅昂贵而且会造成环境的污染 disposable 也可以当名词 例如 medical disposables 是指医疗性废弃物 最后我们看的是 reusable 这个形容词 RE这个字首是指再一次 所以 reusable 是指可以再使用的或者是可重复使用的 例如 Joyce always carries reusable bags with her when shopping for groceries Joyce 去买菜的时候总是会带着环保袋 或者是 many manufacturers are using reusable packaging to reduce waste. 许多制造商都会使用可重复使用的包装材料来减少垃圾量。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. And friends, thank you for doing your part to help out with this pollution problem.We see here, but it doesn't have to be this way, okay? The world's oceans can be in a safer, situation. Okay, here are a few things that we can do to limit plastic pollution. Recycle plastic products at every opportunity. Rebecca, do you do this?
You mean recycle plastic products?
Yes, at every opportunity.
Actually, I do. My roommates are pretty...strict about recycling. And so we have a bag for all of our plastic products and a place for all of our paper products.
You know, Rebecca?
What?
I used to think it was annoying to have to try to, split up my garbage and put the things in the correct garbage can. But now that I've done it for a while, it's become a habit.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's not that annoying.
And it kind of makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
To recycle at every opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of this phrase, at every opportunity, what does it mean?
Well, right. An opportunity is a chance that you have to do something. So at every opportunity, that means every chance you get, you should recycle plastic products.
And here's another way that you can use this phrase. Ready?
I'm ready.
Encourage people at every opportunity.
Oh, Rebecca, that was a wonderful example. You did a great job, and you're dressed so nicely today.
Thank you.
And I love your hair.
You know, thank you so much for all those compliments.
Yeah, good.
That's good. So nice. Thanks, Gabe.
Yeah.
So remember, friends, recycle plastic products at every opportunity. Avoid using disposable plastic items. This could mean buying a reusable cup,for your favorite drink stand or taking bags with you when you go shopping. I'm actually beginning to do that.
Which one?
Take a bag with me when I go shopping.
Me too.
Because I don't like having to buy plastic bags at the grocery store.
Although recently, a couple months ago, they started selling plastic bags that also double as trash bags.
Oh.
That's a good attempt on the government's part to,
That's actually pretty wise. And that was a good incentive for me to...buy a plastic bag.
Right, or a big shopping bag, right. So, okay, that's a good idea. You could also refuse small plastic items that might not be necessary, such as straws. Rebecca, have you ever gone to 7-Eleven and bought those little sandwiches? They're like peanut butter flavored or strawberry flavored?
Actually, no, I haven't.
No?
I prefer to make my own sandwiches.
Yeah, well, they're not that healthy, but they do taste good. They used to come with like a little plastic tray at the bottom.I'm glad the company got smart and started taking those plastic trays out. There's a lot less wasted plastic now.
Or if you go to 7-Eleven and buy a drink, you don't need a straw. You can refuse the straws when they give you, or, you know, when you buy your drink. It's not necessary.
That's a good point.
Well, continuing on, organize a beach cleanup. Go to the beach with some friends and pick up plastic that other people have thrown away.
You mean like community service?
That's exactly what I mean.
Friends, in this picture, they're not at the beach. They're at a park of some kind, but they're picking up trash. This is an example of community service. And you're not getting paid to do community service. This is when a group of people, maybe you and your friends, get together to volunteer to help your community in some way.
And some schools require students to fulfill a certain number of community service hours before graduation. But our lesson says the oceans are an essential part of our world. So let's all do our part to protect them.
Well, now it's time to do our part and explain this last phrase here.
Go for it.
To do your part. Okay, when you're doing your part, that means you're doing what you can do. It's another way of saying you are contributing somehow.
Right. And, you know, here at Studio Classroom or here on Studio Classroom, everyone does their part. We teach. We have InfoCloud. And, you know, it's time for us to let the review skit do their part.
Yeah, so let's go to the
review skit.
Let's celebrate.
Celebrate what?
World Oceans Day. Let's celebrate the wonders of the ocean.
Actually, I rarely think about the ocean.
Well, this is the perfect time. Think about how amazing and important oceans are.
Well, fish come from the ocean.
That's right. And fishing is one obvious source of income from the ocean. Fisheries employ over 200 million people. Plus, many make a living cooking or selling seafood. It's an important source of protein.
Well, that's true.
And oceans are a necessary part for the health of our planet.
Oceans absorb heat that reaches Earth from the sun.
And that keeps temperatures in a range where we can survive.
Oxygen that animals breathe come from tiny ocean plants, which also absorb carbon dioxide.
These plants are also a key source of food for a variety of ocean creatures. There are at least 200,000 different ocean animals.
Wow. Let's celebrate oceans.
Not so fast. There is a threat to the world's oceans. Pollution.
Oh, right.
This year, World Oceans Day is focusing on plastic pollution.
Plastic pollution?
Yes. Plastic products that people throw away often reach the ocean.
Well, that's not good.
Plastic can do great harm. Some animals think it's their prey and they eat it by accident. And that can't be digested. It just causes death.
Well, that's terrible.
I know. So let's limit plastic pollution. Let's recycle plastic products.
Let's use reusable cups and bags. And refuse plastic items that might not be necessary.
Yeah. The oceans are essential. We should protect them and celebrate them.
Yeah. Celebrate our oceans. Let's get some friends and go to the beach.
That's just what I was thinking. Yeah. Let's go to the beach and pick up plastic waste.
Wait. That's not exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, so seriously, Rebecca.
Yes?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do to contribute? What is your part?
What is my part?
What is your part in solving the pollution problem?
Well, let me tell you, Gabe. From now on, I'm no longer ever going to accept straws when I go to 7-Eleven. And I'm going to make sure that I recycle water bottles. And I know I could bring my own chopsticks instead of using those disposable chopsticks.
Yeah, those aren't good for you anyway.
No, they're not. I'm going to do my part.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
Thanks for doing that. Let's keep our oceans clean and the rest of our planet as well. Friends, we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.